Well, today on this second Sunday of Advent, we have the preaching of John the Baptist, calling people to conversion, to repentance of their sins, and they came down to the Jordan River. It says they confessed their sins, were baptized with the baptism of repentance, and that's how they had their hearts prepared for the coming of the Messiah. And so the church wants us today to do the same thing. To repent of our sins, to go to confession, to receive God's forgiveness. That's really the greatest way to prepare our hearts to receive Christ on Christmas Day, by making a good confession sometime during this Advent season. Now, one of the most powerful stories I heard recently was told by Father George Rutler. It's a powerful story about confession. He is a priest in the Archdiocese of New York, just a few blocks from the World Trade Centers, from the Twin Towers, and he was nearby when the planes went into the towers on September 11th. And so as a priest, he went down as close as he could to offer his help to anybody that needed to be anointed or needed to go to confession. And so he got there, and he was there for 10, 12, 15 hours. And as the people saw that he was a priest, people came running up to him going to confession, primarily the firefighters and the police officers. As you know, many of them are Italian and Irish. Many of them are Catholic. And so he was standing there giving absolution, hearing confessions for countless hours. He was so covered with smoke and soot and ashes, they say he looked like a statue, a living statue. But the firefighters would come up to him, and before they plunged themselves into the fire to rescue as many people as they could, they would kneel down before the priest, and they would shout out their sins, and he would give them absolution. And he said then they would stand up and run into the building. And they were filled with such great peace of mind that their sins were forgiven. What a powerful story that is on the beauty of the sacrament of confession. How wonderful it is that we have the sacrament that we can go to know that our sins are absolved, washed away, and forgiven. Now, our parish is very good about going to confession. We have long lines every Saturday and other times for confessions as well. But I'll tell you, I'm sure there's still maybe a few people out there that haven't gone in a while. Or maybe it's a relative or maybe a friend of yours that you know has been away from confession for 10, 20, 30 years. So I decided to address that topic of confession today and give you the top 10 reasons, the top 10 excuses why people say they don't go to confession. Remember, actually, I think David Letterman, doesn't he do like a top 10 something or other? Well, this is Father Pethley's top 10 excuses that I've heard over the years. Number one, people say, I don't go because it's been so long, I don't remember how to go. Okay? Well, the way to do that is just come anyway and just tell the priest, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 62 years since my last confession. And I'll take care of the rest, okay? I'll walk you through the examination of conscience and the Ten Commandments and make it very easy for you. Number two, people say, I don't remember the act of contrition. Well, we have little cards that we have in the confessional that are there just for you. Every confessional that I've ever been to in other parishes always have the act of contrition posted on the board, so you can just read it. You don't have to be worried about memorizing it. You can just read it. I have copies in my confessional. If you go behind the screen or face to face, we have copies of the act of contrition. Number three, people say, why should I go? I'll just commit the same sins again. Well, if we were to use that logic, we would never take a shower, right? Because why should I take a shower? I'm just going to get dirty again. And I'm sure you tell your kids, take a bath. They say, why should I take a bath? I'm just going to get dirty again. Well, the idea is that there is a cleansing process. And And sometimes, you know, when you go to the doctor, maybe to get antibiotics, if you have something serious, and notice they don't give you just one pill, right? They sometimes give you a number of them. Somebody shouldn't just take one pill and say, now I'm cured, right? I no longer have to take the rest. Sometimes with confession, you have to go back again and again and again in order to get the grace or the strength or the willpower to avoid the sins in the future. So we shouldn't stay away from confession, even if we think, well, we might sin again in the future. The idea is that we get the grace and hopefully we will not sin in the future. But realize that we should keep going until we're able to overcome whatever sins we're trying to get rid of. Number four, people say, well, just what good will confession do? I don't think it does any good. Well, it does incredible amount of good. For example, you have our sins forgiven. If somebody goes into confession with serious sin on their soul, that's washed away and forgiven, and friendship with God is restored to the soul. So we receive a flood tide of graces whenever we go to confession, the forgiveness of our sins. But there's also secondary benefits of confession too. We can, even on the psychological level, it's very healing. People leave confession with a huge burden of sin off their life. They walk out floating on a cloud of joy to know that their sins are forgiven. Number five, people say, well, I go directly to God. Why do I need to confess my sins to a priest? I just go directly to God. Well, the answer to that is that Jesus established his church and gave the apostles and their successors the power to absolve sins in his name, in Jesus' name. So it's the same reason why we go to the church to get a baby baptized, or we go to the church to receive communion or confirmation. It's because God set it up that way, that God has given us the sacraments, these seven gifts that he's given to the church that he wants us to make use of. And realize that when you're confessing to a priest, you're confessing really to Christ himself, because the priest has been ordained by a bishop who's been ordained by a previous bishop back to Christ and those 12 apostles. So realize you're actually confessing to the Lord himself. You're not confessing to a priest, you're confessing to Jesus, who is present in the priest because of his ordination. The ordination of the priest has given him special power from Christ to change bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ and to absolve sins in the confessional. Notice the priest doesn't say, may Jesus forgive you of your sins. It's Jesus who speaks through the priest and says, I absolve you from your sins. So it's really the Lord who directly forgives us when we go to confession. At his ordination, Jesus said to the priest, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you hold bound are held bound. So just as we go to the priest to get baptized and to the other sacraments, so we also go to the priest for absolution and the forgiveness of our sins. It's Jesus who does the forgiving, but he uses the priest as his instrument, as he did in the baptism of babies and the other sacraments. Number six, people say, I don't need to go to confession because I'm a good person. I don't have any sins. Well, there's a couple different ways to address that. One way to look at it is that, well, maybe we can take your picture, put you on a holy card, and get some statues made because you're already canonized, right? But of course, that's not the way we should look at it. We're all in need of God's forgiveness. I mean, the Pope goes to confession once a week for spiritual direction. Mother Teresa went to confession once a week. St. Francis went to confession all the time. So if they did it, we too should follow their good example. Those who say they have no sin are perhaps spiritually blinded to sin in their life. And what I'd recommend is pray to the Holy Spirit, read the catechism, get a good examination of conscience, work through the Ten Commandments, and that way you'll be enlightened and to be able to make a good confession and realize that hopefully we have eliminated serious sin from our life. If that's the case, we can still go to confession to get rid of the smaller sins, the venial sins that we may still have and be trying to get rid of. So keep that in mind as well. Number seven is, some people object, well, I can't go to confession. I've done things too terrible to confess. I've done things too terrible to tell. Realize that that's exactly the kind of person Jesus wants to have go to confession, so they can be freed of that heavy burden of sin. And it is a wonderful thing when people leave confession. The Bible says, though our sins be like scarlet, they shall become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they shall become white as wool. So confession is for those who are in need of God's mercy. So never be fearful of confessing, you know, your sins to Jesus in the confessional. Number eight is, what if the priest reveals my sins to other people? Well, that's just not going to happen, because it's called the seal of confession. And there's never in 2,000 years been a documented case of a priest revealing someone's sin to confession. Just the opposite, that many priests have been killed and martyred for keeping the seal of confession. Number nine, people say, well, I'm not going to go now. I won't go this Christmas. I'll go on my deathbed. I'll go, before I die, I'll call the priest and I'll go to confession. Well, the dangerous thing about that is that we're never given 24 hours notice of when the Lord will come for us. And we've all heard of accidents and tragedies where people perhaps have died unprepared. So we should never delay. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the opportune time. And number 10, now I know this does not apply to our parish whatsoever. Number 10, I can't stand my pastor and I'd never go to confession to him. Okay? Well, if that is the case, then there's many other opportunities. You can go to many other penance services and other priests. I don't care if you go to Timbuktu to go to confession, as long as you go. It doesn't matter to me where you go, as long as you go. The Pentagon and many of these places have priests during the day, during lunch hours, to hear confessions. Down in D.C., at some of the parishes near the center of the city, they have confessions during the day. Many parishes have penance service where they bring in 10 or 20 priests to help with confession. So that's the main thing, is that we do take advantage of this sacrament during this time. That's the best way to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Lord. John the Baptist preached penance. He preached the confession of the sins, and people did that, and that prepared them for the Messiah. We too, in our own spiritual life, should take advantage of this incredible sacrament of mercy. And just think, what a blessing it is. Those firefighters, those policemen, before they gave their lives for their country and to save others, they were strengthened and they felt the incredible peace and the power that comes from confessing their sins. God bless you.